that the leading stocks in those sectors will behave in a similar fashion, that they either will all be going up at the same time or coming down at the same time. You do get anomalies on occasion, but generally the quality stocks in sectors do follow one another.
Did you ever find that interest rates were something that would affect you more than other sectors?
Interest rates, we were always vulnerable to interest rates as a sector, certainly going back to 73, 4, where the property companies were extremely highly geared and interest rates were beginning to take their toll. So we certainly from then on became very much an interest rate conscious sector, as we still are now.
Do you recall any situations when you were caught out by a sudden move in rates or something like the devaluation in 67?
Certainly were caught out, I think one said earlier, over the rise in interest rates to 13%. And we were in, but I think I told you we managed to get out and get a short position. But I think that's the most memorable one I can remember. But now I think it's part of our life is interest rates. It's I think with the right word, sophisticated, but it does seem to be a far more sophisticated business now than what it did when one first started.
How would you compare the stock exchange as an institution and as a marketplace in towards the end of your sort of jobbing career to the place when you joined? I mean, you were physically in a different building. Had the stock exchange as a marketplace changed in any way?
Yeah, I think that a lot of the people in it have probably changed enormously. And as time has gone by, from first joining to Big Bang, we've probably had seen far more younger people getting into more senior positions, really.
Do any particular individuals stand out in your career? Other jobbers or brokers?
No, lots of them. People I can remember from outside our own firm, but people that have helped me enormously over the years, certainly has. Nicholas Goodison has, Peter Harley has from around Pentland, Max Guildford, who is a partner with Cazenove, Jeffrey Bass, who was a partner with Scrimshaw Vickers. There were quite a few gents in the early days that did help me, in fact, that I managed fortunately to get on with. And they were big men, and they had big business. And just very lucky.
It's interesting that you mentioned people from the broking side. Did any particular jobbers stand out in your recollection, either for their capacity to influence the market?
Oh, we had there was a few guys. Certainly one guy with WED named Tommy Anderson that would move prices all over the place. And there's another guy with WED, known as Banger Bennett, and I think he was known as Banger Bennett because he'd come back from lunch. Every day he came back from lunch, he'd bash the life out the store market, and he was known as Banger Bennett. But we were being friends with quite a few of the market makers, and some not so friendly with, but there were some characters.
You've really said that the risk factor in jobbing had increased in certain respects. What would you say the strengths of the single capacity system had been?
The one obvious strength was the fact that the jobber, or which would vary from day to day, but the most competitive jobber in markets would actually see the entire order flow. It would actually be shown to the marketplace, whereas that's not necessarily the case now. But when we were single capacity, all the business had to be taken to the jobbers before it could be executed. And in that capacity, you probably did have what one would class as a central market. But not necessarily the case now.
Were there any weaknesses in the jobbing system?
I suppose if you compare the jobbing system then to as it is now, the weakness would have been capital base in the size of the orders that are transacted now and the competitiveness. I'd have thought that capital base would have been a problem. And if one's noticed with last year, not particularly this year, last year, but the results of some of the broker dealers in the system, I think during the jobbing days, some of those figures that had come out probably would have sunk, not quite the whole place, but getting on towards it. I mean, things have changed dramatically.
But how do you square that with something you said earlier, that you'd never not taken on a position because you hadn't had the capital?
Because you'd be talking on, you'd be talking about one position. That position might have a value which would have been big in those days of say 20 or 30 million pounds, and that would have been a big trade. Now you're talking of taking on trades to the value of perhaps 100, 200, 250 million. So there is what we now call the bought deal, where you're talking about very large sums of money, which as jobbing firms, as we were generally speaking set up, a trade of that size going wrong would have been a difficult one.
What would you say it took to be a good jobber?
I think the ability to discipline yourself, in so much that I think it was once said earlier that it's not always, you don't want to do every bargain. You want to do the bargains that you think suit you, and those that you don't think would be particularly good bargains, you want to duck. Discipline in keeping books, positions under some reasonable amount of control and the risk involved. Back in the old days with a job, I think you had to be alert, you had to be awake, you had to be friendly and have a personality, because you do want to see the brokers on the pitch. And I think having a good memory didn't help. It didn't do any harm if you could remember what had happened and the patterns of shares. It was just, I think, a bit of intelligence, and I suppose the other word is clever. In simple terms, I think it was that would have been an advantage. But I think it's a mixture of all those things.
How had you felt about your stock exchange career? Would there have ever been times when you would have thought of going off and doing something else?
No, because it's, fortunately, it's a career that's seen change. It's never been dull, really. And there'll probably be more change even from now on in. We're still evolving. We've got 1992 coming up, which knows what, but the stock market never stands still, and there's no day the same as yesterday. They're all different.
I think that's a good note on which we can finish. Thank you very much.